Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. Recently, Missouri agriculture took center stage as USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins visited the Show Me State, meeting with farmers, state leaders, and industry representatives. Conversations focused on everything from the current farm economy to input costs and the need for strong markets moving forward. Joining us today is Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chin to share more about that visit, what was discussed, and why it matters for corn growers here in Missouri. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate you taking the time. And let's start talking here about fertilizer and what that means as we move into planting going on. It's a big concern. What was the conversation like with Secretary Rollins?
Well, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it. Last Friday, when Secretary Rollins was in Missouri, the conversation with the farmers mainly focused around high fertilizer costs and access to the fertilizer on a timely manner when they needed it. Many of the farmers that were in the room that day had actually secured most of their fertilizer needs for the 2026 growing season. And so they were really looking forward to the 2027 and what that might hold for them. With corn prices in the last 9 days have been up, which is amazing. But that may not hold true for the rest of the growing season when it comes time to harvest and actually sell their crops. And so they were really talking about the future and the ability to make sure their farm is around for the next generation.
Right, because seeing these crop prices rise is definitely a good thing, but it doesn't change that fundamental problem of fertilizer costs being up and sometimes without a clear reason why.
Right. And the reason that we're seeing the high fertilizer costs right now is because of the ongoing conflict with Iran. But before that, we still had a problem because of the conflict with Russia and Ukraine. Those all have impacts on the price of our inputs here in the United States and especially in Missouri. The one benefit we have in Missouri is that we do have the Mississippi and the Missouri River. So that helps us with transportation. But shipping costs, whether it's via barge, rail, or truck, is still expensive. And so when you have that increased cost, and if you have countervailing duties on top of that, it really takes a blow. And at the end of the day, the farmer is the one who has to absorb all of those costs.
I'm glad you brought that up. Supply chains on a larger scale of the global level, as well as that uncertainty you noted, add pressure to fertilizer. How does agriculture engage with the conversation of how to stabilize or even fix these issues?
I think a lot of the focus last week on the conversation was we need new market opportunity. If we can open up more trade opportunities for our corn farmers and our corn growers, whether it's through ethanol demand here domestically, getting that E15 year round, or whether it's through new trading partners, that's going to help with some of these high input costs. But also the focus was on where can we find new buyers for the products that we need for our fertilizer inputs. And they really want to focus on an all of the above approach. It was even brought up about the permitting cost and the timeline and how that really derailed any new opportunity domestically for new production of fertilizer needs here at home.
You brought up the competition issue there, where adding new markets would create better value for corn growers here. But another aspect of that is the transparency, because there are so many layers to how supply chains function and operate. And we've especially noted that during the pandemic, when we recognized just how fragile sometimes that supply chain could be. But there's been huge growth in how that works, and a big part of that is the transparency of it.
Exactly. Transparency is key. We appreciate that transparency in agriculture. It hasn't always been there. You know, we need to know exactly where our products are going to come from. We need to know that we're going to have new market opportunities. And we follow the markets very closely. We as farmers are watching the ups and the downs and the volatility in the market, but making sure that we know that we're being given a fair opportunity to purchase those products at an affordable price. We don't want to make it to where somebody else is losing money, by no means, but we also want to make sure that we aren't overpaying for the products that we receive.
Agriculture groups, state groups, and federal groups all work on competition transparency through something like trade missions, which is an opportunity that really gives everyone a chance to see where the new markets could be and where they could get new customers. How are trade missions and focusing on competition in opening new markets working for you and for Missouri corn farmers?
Well, trade is all about having trust and partnerships. And so with the trade missions that Missouri Corn takes, as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Missouri Department of Agriculture, we always focus on building that relationship. We want to make sure that we trust the people we're trading with and that they trust us. And so that's really how we focus our trade missions, is to make sure that we're building those relationships. We're finding good market opportunities. We want to make sure that if we're going to go into a trade negotiation with another country, that it's going to be very beneficial for our Missouri farmers and ranchers. But at the same time, it has to be beneficial for the other country as well, or they're not going to want to do business with us for very long.
What do you think is the biggest opportunity, or perhaps a really interesting avenue that you see moving forward, how trade and additional competition could support folks in your state?
Always we look first domestically, because that's a more dependable market for us. Livestock growth in the state of Missouri and across the United States will greatly benefit the corn growers, because competition for that corn is what we really need. Year-round E15 is also another benefit that will help boost the price that we receive for our corn that's grown here in the state of Missouri. And then obviously more trade markets is always going to be important. But I really feel like in the last few years, Missouri corn farmers have been looking for new opportunities to add value to the products that they're raising on their farms, whether that's through the E15 market or adding some livestock to their operations themselves, because sometimes it's better to walk that corn off your farm through beef or swine or poultry, and that can add more value to that family farm as well.
Right, because transportation is a massive cost for farmers, and if they can have a location that they could send their corn to, like an ethanol plant or so on, that could be really beneficial to their own personal bottom line.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that our input costs are as low as they can be so that our farming community can be profitable. And farmers are the original environmentalists. They're always looking at new ways to do more with less. They're looking at their soil and the amendments and things like that that will give them added value that maybe bring down their cost of production as well.
We mentioned E15 and opening new markets, creating better markets. Can't bring that up with talking about year-round E15 support and policies that are going on to support that. Where is the state of that, and what are you seeing being done as part of that effort?
Well, at the Missouri Department of Agriculture, we are already set up to allow year-round E15 sales. Our team was way ahead of this issue. It's something that we've been focused on. We want to be ready when EPA gives the signal that this is going to be a permanent year-round option for fuel. We wanted to make sure at the Department of Agriculture that we were ready to go. And so we already have all of the rules and statutes in place. When EPA says we can go, we are prepared to help offer that product to consumers in the state of Missouri.
Chris, is there anything on this conversation, your discussion with Secretary Rollins, that you really want to make note of for producers in your state?
I think it was really important. The takeaway last week was that our farmers shared with Secretary Rollins that we need an all of the above approach. There's not going to be one clear answer that is going to fix the problem that we're in right now, but we have to look at it from many different avenues to make sure that any progress we receive in any of those areas has a positive impact on the farmer's bottom line.
Director of Agriculture in Missouri, Chris Chin, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and helping to share Missouri's agriculture story at both the state and national levels. It's really clear that stories like this, opportunities like this of USDA's visit are more than just the conversation. They are making sure the voice of Missouri farmers are heard where it matters most as we work together to build demand. Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And that's it for this week's Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about the work being done on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, visit mocorn.org. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening.